We're in the machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rav Huna. Let us recall the beginning of the Gemara, top of Daf Samachdala. Itmar Baal Omer L'Pikadim Shlish Omer L'Geirishin Mi Neman Rav Huna Omer Baal Neman Rav Chisda Omer Shlish Neman Rav Huna Omer Baal Neman Dim Isa L'Geirishin Yavin Yalei L'Dida Papa Yav La Nihala Rav Chisda Omer Shlish Neman Daha Hemne. Okay. Rav Chisda says we are mom in the shlish. The Baal was mom in the shlish. Rav Huna disagrees. Let's just see exactly where Rav Chisda's story is. We'll read again. Mesiv Rabbi Abba Hodas Baalin Kmei Edim Dami Ushlish Neman Mishnehem Ketad Their Omer Kach Their Omer Kach Shlish Neman. That proves like Rav Chisda the shlish is Neman. No Shani Momus Yovel Mechila. That's because when the Baal gives the shlish and Momus, he's Mochel. But that doesn't prove that he can get in whether she's an Ashes Ish or a Pnuya. Can't be mochel that. Ba'atanya v'chein l'getin, kitei mamah. Ba'atanya v'chein l'shtars, midi gavi yadadi tanya. Okay, and then we start bringing raya from our sukya. So Rav Chisda, one thing seems fairly clear. Rav Chisda is not based on mechila. I mean, he can't be based on mechila. There's no mechila by Isha. So what is the base of Rav Chisda? So here we had a machloket. What is the svara of Rav Chisda? Now, I think we're in the love of Hahemne. Something like that. The Hahemni. But what does that mean? So far we've seen two Shatim. One is Rashi. Says Rashi, it means Migu. Not literally the Baal gave him their money. The Baal put him in a position where their money says, but Migu, since he could have given it to the wife, and then she would have been divorced, Lamahajin, as far as anyone knew. Therefore, she had given it to the wife, she would win. I have a guess. You want for me? Therefore, he believes to say that he sees it as a shlish the Kabbalah, as opposed to Tosfos, who says no. Tosfos says this is not a migo, rather, Nemanah's shlish is a new concept. It's not just an example of the old fashioned concept of migo. Rather, what if the husband gave him Nemanah? They gave him Nemanah. How could the husband give him Nemanah? It can't be through Mechila. Rather, he said something similar. Just like in Dini Mamanos, if I give the shlish something, it means whatever he says, I'm okay. Likewise, and Isha, to take it a little step further, when I, the husband, give the get to the shlish, even if I don't give it to him l'shem gerushin, even if I give it to him l'shem pikado, or you can imagine some other exception I can't offhand, I have in mind that since I know I'm trusting him and he can say whatever he wants, and therefore I have in mind that I'm giving it to him for the sake of whatever he wants. So he said, gerushin in the end, then I'm giving him to the stake of Gershon. That's what Tosfos said. But
not the overall.
What?
Not the overall concept of like not from love. You have to have intention and all.
You have intention not to high or something. Then it depends. So you have intention. Then it depends. You're right. It's a chiddush. Not the end of the world. Ba'alofein al da'a teyehei legerushin im haklit. Yomar okay, that was, and that's Baal Hemne, not that he gave him their monas. Lord, the Baal doesn't have the right to give him their monas. How could the Baal give people their monas? I can't just randomly give people their monas. Maybe in Didi Mamanas I can. So I can just say, I'm over the money, whatever you, but in Ishas, I can't just give someone their monas. Either she's a Pnuya or an Ishas there. The fact that I gave them monas couldn't be able to help. But really, it's not that I gave him their monas, it's just that I made it happen. Not that I make him believe. It's that I make him automatically right. Because whatever he says, I make happen. So the difference is, according to Rashi, it's actual nemanus. We believe the guy. According to Tosfos, it's not that we believe the guy. It's that whatever he says is automatically true. Because the husband had in mind that whatever he says will automatically come true. And I think we left off with Rashi and Tosfos being Lashikatham. I think it's part of the Rashi and Tosfos here are Lashikatham. I remember exactly where we left off, but at least... with at least with this point, I think there's black point 1 second, right? Does do we need Edi Amira? Need Edi Amira. So Rashi says no. Why? Because to Amigo he believed that she's divorced. If he gave her, she'd be divorced. Bottom line, she'd be divorced without any other conditions. She's hoping to get she's divorced without any other help. So likewise, he said that she's divorced without any other help, right? Migo. Im Nathan-Law. Heista ne'emenet. Bli Eide Amira. A woman who's holding the get doesn't need Eide Amira. She just says, I'm holding the get.
Is Tosfos' reason like a psychological one or a formal one? Because if the husband knew that, okay, I'm giving it to you with permission, that it might come out as Gerushin, why is he now saying no? It's the problem?
Again, you'll say it's a little darker. The answer is they both think it's going to have a third shot, but it's going to take us a long time. He changed his mind. He changed his mind. You're right. It's a chiddush. What do you mean he changed his mind? Doesn't that show he didn't have that mind in the first place? No, you have to say he changed his mind.
So don't the fit.
Yeah. Why? Because even if Nathan La Lo, rather to the Schlish. Why? Because all the Henne's doing the Afilo in Nathan Lo the Shame Gaberton. But Inan Ede Amira, all the husband does is Henne and say, I'm giving it to you, the Shame, whatever you say. So fine, the husband gave it to him the Shame Gaberton. But even the husband gave them the same character. Somebody's known to clear Kabbalah, or else it's not going to help. So that's why Rashi and Tosfos keep talking. This will affect the Shaka Vatari a little later. I mean, I think the Svara, it's a good Migo. You have to explain why it is. I think you have to explain why it's not a Migo. What's the Migo?
He could have given this gift to the woman. And then they totally, Rashi assumes he and the woman are on the same side, right? And he and the woman, she's saying, I'm the work, he's saying she's the work, right? So he could have given it to her. Once she told him that she would have won, because obviously the woman holding her get win. He could tell you why, but obviously the woman holding her get win. Therefore, since he could have given it to her and the Naaman, if he just did the Naaman, but said it's, that she's the work, the Naaman, that's not the ego.
Why is he holding it? No reason for people.
Why didn't he give it to her? That's not a problem for your pista. He didn't get around to it. I don't know. He's whatever the case is, you know. That's not my problem. You're right. You're saying it's a little suspicious. Why didn't he give it to her if he's in fact flipped and come all over? But the Ramban said, Rukuna said, okay. He didn't think so. He forgot that he brought it. You know, he was going to give it to her. The Haraya, that fell in the corner right there. Right? I just gave you a check, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I've been meaning to pass it on. Something I had to pass on to his father for a week, and I just didn't get around to it. Right? We'll get around to things, right? Mike Bishaya? True?
True. Okay. What are some other nafkaminas of this? So the Tosfos Rosh points out another interesting nafkamina.
What if you have edim that the husband gave it with thank kado, right? Which Tosfos sort of is the rami, but he doesn't explain the thing. What if edim come to the what if the guy said they gave you in front of edim? What if you manage two edim come to court and say he gave it with thank kado? So what if edim hey edu? Shenathan l'shem pikado. According to Rashi, obviously the split wouldn't be that one. The split would come with a migo, but there are eight. But there's migo, believe me, it was the same behavior. Eight is the same pikado. Obviously, migo doesn't need eight, and that's plus. So, which ain't no damn one. The migo can't be eight him. But fascinatingly, says the Tosfos Rosh, and I think this has to be true, even though it seems very counterintuitive. Totally counterintuitive. What do you want me to do with that? Unless you want me to take an hour and get to a different shot than Tosfos. Tosfos is counterintuitive, but according to Tosfos, even if Aiden come and testify that it was l'shem pikadon, Aiden come and say, I gave you l'shem pikadon. But when I gave you l'shem pikadon, what did I mean? I meant I'm giving it to you l'shem pikadon, but if you say gavershin, I'm giving it to you l'shem gavershin. So even though they even told you the same Picado, but I meant it with St. Garrison if you decided St. Garrison. And therefore, this was still be not the M1.
Not the shlith is neman. It's that the shlith is right. Right? The shlith is bill. The shlith is bill neman. I'll put it in the picture marks. Not that he is believed because we think he's telling the truth. But even though he's lying, he still wins. Because it's an I was, and if you lie, it becomes true.
Are you, would you say that the Nafkamina is Machra for Tosos or Ipashas the way we're saying it?
I think it's Machra for Tosos. I don't see how you can get out of it. Tosos makes his big psychological condition.
I would think that the way I understand Tosos is that when the husband puts the Shlit in a position where he's able to lie, he's saying, I'm trusting you that even if you lie, I am okay with you doing that. But if I know that you can't lie, so obviously I'm not. Meaning, I have Aiden. So I know you can't
lie. But it's also start by saying, even if I give it to him in front of Aiden, I still know he could lie because the Aiden could go away. So unless you want to say for Tosfos, then I'm saying, it could be that what I meant is that if you lie without contradictory evidence, then whatever you say, I agree with. But if you lie against Aiden and no one will believe you anyway, then I'm not saying I agree with you. Okay, you're right. Not Mocher. But it certainly could very well be, and the Tosfos Rosh thinks it's an Afghanian. One other Afghanian is the end of the Tosfos. He throws in something from left field. Or Hatsuyim Ahatu Lahakir. Now, there's a big Machlos in your Shonai Afghan, Shonai Sparad about, not the next Machlos in the Odom, about Zor Masuyim Ahatu Lahakir. We're not being into that now. Let's just read the end of the Tosfos. We'll be Tosfos. And you can either trust me that this work is part of the Tosfos sheet that the Sugya of Zor Masuyim Ahatu Lahakir, or you could. I don't know, open inside the Vita Mudis under the Roman student will have to look at the sheet of Tosos and you see where it's fine. Anyway, what is Tosos saying? Roman student will have to have here are a funny case. It's not about getting anymore, this end of Tosos. Okay? If I own something and Yoni's holding it, then, and we argue who it belongs to, he wins. Whoever's holding it wins. Except the way we show in the Paskin, it's my close to the except for Roman student will have to ask her. Things that are normally lent and rented, the Marakama, the original owner wins. And most obviously if you're a rental car, right? Because I'm Hertz rental car and I'm driving it, and I claim it's mine and they claim it's theirs, they still win. Why? Because they rented it out. Obviously someone else is holding it. And likewise, all other similar things. So if there's something that's commonly borrowed, something that's commonly borrowed, then whoever's holding it does not win. Okay, library book. Okay, these things make it to an extent.
What about houses? They're both rented and so
on. Well, they're different to their real estate. Where to draw the line? It's a good question. But what's supposed to say? Let's say that I give you I give Yehuda. What do I have? Classic example in the time of the Rishonim, right? Nowadays, not as classic. I still lend out a lot of Sfarim. Although nowadays, people don't lend out so much Sfarim because we can all afford our own. And because you just look them up on the internet. But people still come to my house on Shabbos, Sfarim, not on the weekdays. But on Shabbos, Sfarim. But in the old days, I'm the only guy in town with a shot. Right? So I lend out my shot. So Yehuda's holding my shot. And I say I gave it to him for a pikadon. And he says, no. Let's say he's a shlish. Right? I say I gave it to him for a pikadon. He says I gave it to him to receive as a present, for Yoni or whatever. Or maybe it's even, could be a case of getting. It's written on the roth of Hashalat. That's probably not. Okay, so what it's supposed to say, really, Yehuda doesn't have a migo. He couldn't have won by saying he has no migo. What's the migo? The migo he can pay is his. He can't pay his. His Baruch Hashem Lahat Lahatka, right? He doesn't have a migo. In Baruch Hashem Lahat Lahatka, there's no migo. Whoever's holding it has no migo. Nonetheless, even though he has no migo, when I gave it to him as a pikado, when I gave it to him as a shlish, I was in. Committing myself that whatever he says, I'll follow. So if he says it belongs to someone else, then it belongs to them. Since I admit I gave it to him as a pikadon, I obviously had in mind that whatever he says would happen with it. Now, one could question this nafkamina, because you could say, after all, you only have this in mind when it's not for what you have to ask here. In any case, that's what Tosfos says at the end. Tosfos says nafkamina at the end. That afam yishuv ebufizem hamninan
Leila Shlisha, Feel the Varma Sulla Hatu Lahat, Your Hate Law Omar, Vitor Shaila, Ela Omar, Vivikoni, Albini, Alet,
fight the Atlanta Jehuda, then I win. But if I say it becomes a Vikado, then automatically I give a Vikado, and I'm trusting that whatever he says I'm agreeing to do, and therefore he wins. That would not be true, of course, to turn to Rafi. So here another Nafkamina would be in Dini Mamanos. In Dini Mamanos, Nemanos. Lish Bidvarim Ha'atsuyin Mehashil.
Can we learn that? The Gemara later says that there's a difference between them.
What do you mean between?
Like here when we have get and moment.
You can talk to the tomb, the cult game is even more than Mamas by Momo, which is also a Pila. So Rashi would say clearly that the Shlit ain't no Naman, because there's no amigo. Because what's he going to say? He's going to say it's his. He can't say it's his. We're about to have to listen here. But both of them say the Shlit is Naman, not Naman. And again, for Tosa's Naman needs quotation marks. Not Naman. But Elu Naman, because whatever he says, that makes me believe. We think he's lying. But even when he's lying, it's still true, because the deal was that whatever he lied happened. Right? So, because even though he is lying, I agreed that his wish comes true. Right, that's basically what happened. I make her his wish come true, even if he's lying. Okay, I get it. So the psychological assumption of Tosos, but we have to deal with this. One second. Now, this Machlokes Rashi and Tosos also affects the Kenshah of the Shach of Atarya. Let's read it through in the Shach of Atarya.
Why Tosos doesn't go like Rashi in
3D? Why Tosos doesn't go like Tosos? Give the reason it doesn't go like Rashi.
One of them is because he reads the Gemara Sanhedrin, Tuto is saying Migo and Amon Shlitz are two different things, which I'm not very happy. You could say they brought up Migo. And then they brought up Nemon Shlit, which is another kind of ego. And because he says later on in the bar, we have ego. And later on in the bar, Rafuna is an ego. And here, Rafuna doesn't admit the love becomes ego. And that would be by some there could be two levels of ego. So, both of his reasons he disagrees. He also doesn't think it's a good ego because who said the woman was on his team? Once he's arguing on the vial, who said the woman wants to accept the getting clean anything? Maybe she's just your patient. She's afraid of getting messed up, and she'd rather not accept the get if she's not going to be comfortable about it. Okay, so those are the reasons, and obviously you go back and forth. You can parry back and forth forever if you so desire, but we'll leave it at that. Let's just read, because I want to think of Shot in the Gemara. Let's read the Shot in the Gemara. Next line of the Gemara. I know we read it one, but let's read it more. But Ian, Vatanya. Sorry, where are we? Ah, it's not our Mishnah. He shall scavenge giddy to her snake the Adam, Shnaim Shamar Penenu Amra, who Shnaim Shayomar Penenu Kibel Bekara. Bamai Lehemne Lish Lish. Why does she need the Adam? Why not believe the Shlish? After all, according to Rahuna's in trouble here. Here we see we believe the Shlish. The answer is Mikanafi Gita, me to say Yada. He's not holding the get because of the Lehemne. He's not holding the get because it's torn up. So what is the Dechiyah? Now, here I'm going to say something sort of obvious. But in the Shakavataria, the Gemara. Shakavataria, the Pugin. When the line of Mi Kanaka Gita Dechule, what is that line saying? For Rashi, it's saying, there's no Migo. Because the get is torn, right? What's the mingo? He could have given her a torn up get. Okay, he wouldn't have been torn because the get is torn up, so he has no mingo. For Tosfos,
the dechia is that
there's no nemana because we don't know that the husband ever gave him a get the cloud. After all, he's holding a torn up get. How do we know that he gave it to him? Maybe he found it in the garbage and it was torn up. I mean, if it's a whole get, then how did he get his hands on it? The husband gave it to him somehow. We don't know it's a whole.
But if the corner gets it, it's out of the garbage, right? Because maybe he found a get at Tosa said. Here I'm reading Tosa Rashi here, just not word for word. A get to ruin the garbage. And the Baal never entrusted him. The Baal never entrusted him, and the Baal didn't agree to make his wish come true and go with whatever he said. Then the Gemara asked, hey, nah. Amra, he bel lamali. Hey, nah, Amra, he bel lamali. So what does this question mean? Hey, nah, Amra. Meaning, I understand why we don't need Amira, but why don't we need Ede? I understand why we need Ede Amira, or why we need Ede. So Rashi and Tosfos have interpreted it in very different ways. The way Rashi is going to interpret this is, hey, now, we don't have a meeting. Once we're going to take the Rashi and say, this point is going to return to Tosfos. Hey, now, you don't have a meeting. If you don't have a meeting, you need Ede Amira. But, again, Rashi doesn't think he's down to the garbage. That's Tosfos. Don't mix Tosfos and Rashi. The husband still gave it to him. Right? He doesn't assume he found it in the garbage. He assumes he was a torn up yet. He got to the husband. So, even though there's no Migo, obviously, the husband gave him the get. Even though it's torn up, the son of the husband still gave it to him, right? I don't think he went through the garbage and found shredded papers. And therefore, I understand why we don't need Ede Amira. He has no Migo. I understand why we need Ede Amira. He has no Migos. We need Ede Amira and Kabbalah. But once we made Ede Amira Kabbalah, why do we need him that he received it? He obviously received it. How else did he get it? Tosfos is going to read this differently. Because Tosfos said, no, we already know that he found it in the garbage. Or we suspect he found it in the garbage. So what does this mean? This means that it doesn't mean Ede Amira or not. Let me just make clear what it means. Meaning, Ede Amira Arina. For Tosa, it doesn't mean Ede Amira Arina. Rather, what does Tosa say here? Hainak, etc., etc. Hidlosag Yashayim of Nainu Amra, Kevin Nehra Gildano, giving to the Yadim, come a lovely from the Kibel, Lots of Ladim, Sharubi Yado Shali. Meaning, what does Tosa say? Ede Amira and Kriya or any seeing get in his hand are enough. It's not that we have a Hami Ede Amira be good enough. How would Ede Amira help? We have no way of knowing there was an Asina because he now ripped up shirts in the garbage. Rather, what Hope is saying is that why do you need Ede Amira? Pay it to Ede Amira. But why do you need Bel Bakara? Why do you need Adam to go ahead and receive it and rip it up? It's enough to have Adam just go and rip it off, or just on holding it. If Adam's not holding it for 1 second, then he obviously receives it the husband, right? They said, if Adam saw Amira and Adam saw the Shlish holding the get, that is enough proof. So the question you have to ask is the question, not to paint up Ede Amira wanting to heal cards. Paint up Ede Amira and some Aden who prove that the husband gave the with the get. But you don't need to heal the card to be able to switch the get. It's enough that Aden was gone holding it for a second. Like, for example, Aden from Pirata, they saw it in his hands. Even if Aden saw him neither receive it nor Pirata, they just saw him holding the get. So it's going to be enough to bring in Ede Amira. And he did who saw the slip holding the get before it was torn. And they saw the slip holding the get. How did he get the? How did he get enter his hand? The husband gave it to him. So the mother stopped. The husband gave it to him for the intention of divorce. If he gave it for Kutadon, he's also divorced. When he gave it to the Kutadon, he's mad at him that whatever he says is what comes true.
There's no it's agrees about the fact that the husband gave him the get. The husband agrees also that he gave him the get. Why wouldn't he be able to follow the get? From this point of view, before you get into the...
And why not just rely on the husband's admission that he gave him a gift? I think that would have to do with the Gemara. I think that has to do with the
I have something more as answer later on.
The Gemara later on that the husband's admission is not necessarily Naaman because the husband doesn't know. Like the Gemara later on, even if the husband admits a certain fact, that doesn't help if the husband doesn't know if it was a divorce or not. And here, the husband doesn't know if it was divorced or not because he didn't see the eBay. But it's funny, why don't you hear the why is it enough that the husband just admits he gave it for the kadon without any aiding? Unless the answer is because. He's admitting that he said whatever you say worked. Okay. The answer is I think it's much. I have to think that there must be an answer, but it's not coming to me offhand. Okay, let's just read one more line. Our answer is the Gemara. Remember, the question for the Rashi is if you have a Yamira and he's holding a torn up get. Obviously, he didn't find it in the garbage. He received the get and then tore it up. So, come on, we all know that, you know, basically, next line of the Gemara, the many, they always tear up the get. So, if we know he was appointed to the Kabbalah and we know the husband gave him a get, why isn't that good enough for Rashi? For Tosos, is that if we know that he appointed to the Kabbalah and Edom saw the get in his hand, why isn't that good enough? Why do they even need to have seen the whole story? Why do they even, why do you need a Kabbalah? Right? That is enough proof. Without a, why do you need Eidei Kabbalah? It should be enough that Eidei who saw the get in the husband's hands. Because that's good enough. If the get is in the husband's hands, then obviously the husband gave it to him. How else did he get it in his hand? So why do Eidei need to see the hand over? It's enough that Eidei see that he's holding it. Okay, good question. Good question, which, you know, at this point, yeah. So the Gemara finally answers, Hamani, Rabbi Eliezer, he d'amar Eidim is Sirakarti. This is Rabbi Eliezer, who says Eidim is Sirakarti. The famous Machlokas being our mayor and Rabbi Eliezer. See again and again. Rabbi, you need Eidim on the get, right? Alpi Shnayim Eidim Yafi Dabar, Dabar Dabar Imamo, right? You need two Eidim on the get. Where do you need the two Eidim? Our mayor says Eidim Chathima Karti. Karti will increase us. Right, they for Christos, it's Korah, the divorces. But Meir says the Edom find them again are the ones who make the post here. And Rabbi Eliezer says no, Edom and Sira Karti, Edom who witnessed the Mesira are the ones who caused the Gershon. So our answer is, you know why you need Ede Kabbalah? Because this is Rabbi Eliezer who says Ede Mesira Karti. Now, what this means is also a model. Says, Rashi, at least seemingly, says Rashi. It's where Eliezer says Eidim is Sira Karti. The Amar ain get kosher below Eidim is Sira. A get is not kosher without Eidim is Sira, meaning ain get kosher below Eidim is Sira. What does that mean? Even if they're Eidim Chathima, a get is not kosher without Eidim is Sira. Meaning, even if you're having a chasima, again, I'm adding a few words to Rashi, but everyone agrees this is the proper, the clue what Rashi means. Even if you have chasimos, it doesn't help, because you need a day and a and that's what Rashi says. Now, this Rashi Tosfos doesn't necessarily have to flow with Shitavam, but what is, let's just put the last line of the Gemara, then the line after this is pretty posh, right? The next line is just very technical. The next line of the Gemara says, sorry, where is it? Kara Lamali, why do you eat him that he tore it up? Who cares if he tore it up? He received the get. And tearing it up, Lomala, Lomo, right? I'm reading around, it's just like they were trying to. No, I don't, you don't need him to tore it up. It's just telling us what the background for the mitzvah. The background for the mitzvah, they had to tear up all the get, and that's why you got into this position of needing 28 them because no one ever had a get. So what does this mean? What's this line in the Gemara? Hamani Rabbi Elazar he. Mani Rabbi Elazar he. The Amar. Ede Mistira Karti. What does that line mean? So Rav, because it means you need to eat a Mistira, even if you don't have Ede Tafnima. But even if you have Ede Tafnima, no, if you have Ede Tafnima, that's good enough. After all, Tosfos says, the Gemara and Daf Bam and Bav said, Edom Chotos al get and they tikkun olam. And the Gemara says, what does it mean, Edom Chotos will get me tikkun olam? The Gemara says, why do you think only sign me? Maybe this is Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, the Edom is Tira, the Edom witness to handing over, the Edom don't have to sign the get. But when they tikkun olam, the Edom have to l'chatchila sign the get. What's the tikkun olam? If a woman gets divorced in front of two Edom is Tira, what's going to happen when she wants to get remarried? She has to bring those two Edoms to the court to prove she was divorced. That's not such a good tikkun olam. What if they die? What if they no longer see that she'll be an agana? Right? Ede chasima, that's a good tikkun olam. Even if she doesn't have her Edom Sira around, they die or are moved to Medina Sayam or what have you, brings the, she has a new name on her pocket. She just brings it and proves whatever she wants. That's why contracts are much more useful with tikkun olam. That's my whole business. We don't do things in front of witnesses. We have fine contract. That way you don't have to worry about bringing people to court. Right? You have it all in your pocket. That's tikkun olam. So what did Tosfos point out, and everyone in the world, it's clear that you don't need to bring the Edom Sira to court to prove your divorce. The Edom Chasima are good enough. So therefore, if the Edom Chasima are good enough, therefore, what do we mean here to a real other? Even though the real other Edom Chasima are good enough. So what do you need a Mistira for? The answer is no, they ask this. It's a real lesser, and the Okinta is there are no Ede Chatima. So here is the Machlokas, Rafi and Tosfos. Says Rafi, it means that even if there are Ede Chatima, she needs Ede Mistira. And says Koko, no, that's not true. It's clear that a woman who brings a signed get into bed then 10 years later is allowed to remarry. And that's a valid proof. You don't need to bring them to bed. So says Koko. No, it's an Okimta. The Okimta is She'ein Ede Chasima Klau. There's no Edom sign on the get. If there's no one to find on the get, then of course you need Ede Kabbalah. Why? Everything you've been saying until now about trusting, about handing over, etc., is only when there's a signed get. What does a signed get need? Two Edoms sign that this is a valid get. Edom would not sign. It would be perjury. They wouldn't sign unless the husband told them, I want to divorce my wife, write the get and give it to me. Otherwise, they'd be perjuring themselves. They'd be lying. So if there's a sign get, obviously the husband was holding it. Obviously the husband gave it to the shlish. Obviously it's a real get. But if it's an unsigned get is just a piece of paper. Anyone could write. I sit here right now and say, I, Reuven ben Yaakov, hereby divorced my wife, Rachel Vasilea. No signatures. Anyone could have written it. There's just a written it. Right? So therefore, it doesn't prove anything. If it's an unsigned get, then no, it doesn't prove anything. It's just a piece of paper. It's just a piece of paper, and there's no proof the husband ever gave it to him. There's no proof the husband ever gave it to him, then it is worthless. Okay, that's the two ways of reading this line. Either Akka, Rafi says, Akka, he's holding his fine get, and it seems to be good enough proof that he sees the support. But since we only grew a lesser, it's not going to help unless you bring Edom Sira to court. Also said, no, Taka, if he was holding a fine get, that would help even without bringing Edom Sira to court. But he's holding an unfine get. An unfine get is worthless, just a piece of paper that anyone on the street could have written. And it doesn't prove anything whatsoever. The whole reason Shoras proved something is because the Edom testified that the guy really did come to the star, and therefore whoever gave it to for a reason. If there's no Edom sign, it's just a piece of paper that would run. I can write a paper. I was afraid, I, Yehuda Ben Kamu, agree that I owe Reuven $1,000. I'm holding it. What does that mean? There's no Eden. That just means anyone wrote what they wanted. So it's obviously worthless. Okay, let me just, before I take Nana, it's not this machlokas, the very fundamental machlokas, or I want to discuss for the next 10 minutes, but it's not clear that this machlokas is necessarily lishitasam of Rashi and is necessarily the shitasam of Rashi and Tosfos on their basic machlokas of Migo, etc. What I would say is that I think this might be coincidence. This is machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Not every machlokas Rashi, if I try to make at least one big machlokas, lishitasam.
Maybe only hold it for the garbage if it's not signed the chatim or osira. Maybe you only hold it for the garbage, like the first question.
No, I think Tosfos is clear that anyway, that wouldn't help here. That we go too far back, and he's pleading away. So I don't think that's necessarily machlokas. Nothing. Shitasam. This is just a new machlokas. I want to analyze machlokas. There's one word. Nothing.
And what if the husband himself signs the get?
Ah, so that's a mishnah later on, and that is in the last her right here. The lashon is on the pevav amad aleph, right? The mishnah amad aleph. Okay, that is possibly the right thing, possibly the wrong one. But you understand me before, that means law, that might find it myself, but also prove something. That's a pretty piece of paper. Even if they don't sign it, but I find it, I can obviously prove that I meant to write and I meant to make significant title. Let's look at this machlokas for a second. There is a famous machlokas we've shown him. Between mostly Rishoni Ashkenaz and Rishoni Sfarad, nothing or expected, but mostly Rishoni Ashkenaz and Rishoni Sfarad, about the Shita of Rav Meir and Rav Elazar. That means the one that's struck on a very, very basic level. Rav Meir is very clear. Sarek Ede Kasima Tavka. For Rav Meir, if a get is signed, it's valid. If it's not signed, it is Batul Mavukal. Worthless. Again, it's only a get if it's fine. That's her Meir Shita. That's very clear in all the places. What is Rabbi Elazar's Sugya? Question for Rabbi Elazar's Shita. It is a machlokas between, it's not all. For example, the Rashi and Rishoni Sfarad, but he agrees with the Rishoni Ashkenaz on this. But the Rif and the Rambam in general, the Rif and the Rambam and Rishoni Sfarad versus, you know, let's call it Rashi and Tosfos. And Rishoni Ashkenaz, even though, again, I don't mean 100%. But the Rif and the Rambam and Rishoni Sfarad generally say, what Shaf? That Rabbi Elazar said, the lesson is, Ede is here at Karsi. Okay, those who remember from a few years ago, there's a big lumbus that the Ram goes into two different ways of understanding the Rif. We're not going to get to that yet. He says you could use either Ede Mithira or Ede Chatzima. That's the answer, Ede Mithira and Ede Chatzima. And, but according to Tosfos, you need Davka Ede Mesira. Okay. So this is my machlokas. Do you need Davka for another, or do you need either way? However, here's where it's a little tricky. What is Tosfos say? Tosfos then has a problem. What's the big, one of the big truths for the Rifu Dime? Mam and Vav Hamad Aleph, I think it was, Tosfos quotes Tikarola. Right? Even close to all again. So let's go to here. Mitne Tikkun Ha'olam, dear Master Berlazar. And Rava says, this is Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says that the Aden signed the get for Tikkun Ha'olam, that 10 years later, she can just bring the signed get. She doesn't have to bring the Aden to the court. Meaning, how do you explain Tikkun Ha'olam? Nicha. Kasima Mifnei Tikkun Olam. For the Rif, it makes a lot of sense. You have two choices. You could give it in front of Eidim or have Eidim sign. Well, have Eidim sign and pick one choice. That's more of a Tikkun Olam. That 5 years later, she'll be able to get remarried.
How do you claim that you're going to olam? So Tolstoy points out, if you doubt the Eidim Mesira, how do the Eidim Mesira help for Jigan Olam? Even if I bring a sign and get into court, they'll say, how do we know it was handed over in front of the Eidim? How do we know it's a valid gift? Right? How is your Jigan Olam?
I come to court, I say, I want to be married. Here's my signed get, piece of paper. They'll say, oh, this is a valid signed get. Was it handed to you? Yeah. Was it handed to you in front of Eidim? Yeah. How do I know it was handed to you in front of Eidim? Maybe it's not valid.
According to Tolkien, Shem Afghan is not valid once again in front of Eden. So the Pope said the same thing all over the Pacific. Pope says, in my opinion, Sumbo the Tackle of Tigma after Open Yelda Shulling, Kim Shlomoro Kabbalah, Abal, Imi, Asumibo, Kotra, Feeling, and Injir. If there would be Eden, how can you be Kotra? Even then, they use Jira, the Funayim, meaning if we don't bring them. The Mistama names her Fay Eden and Afghan Eden. Mistama, if she has a fine get, the Mistama was handed over in front of Eden, it didn't properly. So the Tikkun Olam, what is Tokhtuk saying? That Tokhtuk and all the other Rishonim, they said, you need a Mesira at the time, but you have to bring them into court later. Right? You need Eide Mesira at the time, but Eide Chastima is enough to prove it later. How can Eide Chastima be enough to prove it later? After all, you don't know if it was valid yet. Okay, so if you have Eide Chastima, what does that prove?
She's a get that's signed. If it's signed, then the Edom are testifying the husband authentically wrote this get and took it seriously and was going to give it to his wife. And if she's holding it, it obviously proves he gave it to his wife. So it proves he gave her a get. How do we know she gave her? He gave her a get in front of the Edom of Sira. Mithoma, he gave it properly. Or as Belfrisha, Mithoma, I told the Hefter not that.
If he gave her a get, Mithoma, he gave it to her in a kosher way. Right? Because we assume, if we know he gave it to her, we assume he gave it properly. Equals Bifnei Eidim. That's the rule that Tosfos elsewhere calls Hakolbe Hechsher. The Sama Hakolbe Hechsher. Not that. The Sama, we assume everything was done properly. Okay, so now we basically have two choices in Rabbi Eliezer. Either Rabbi Eliezer gives you two options, Eide Chastima or Eide Mesira. He gives you two options. And you pick whichever option you want. And if they take it all on, take the Eide Chastima option. Or no, you doubt you need Eide Mesira. But if they take it all on, have Eide Mesira and also Eide Chastima. And then later, the Eide Chastima will be a good proof in court. And if you say, why are they a good proof in court? They might prove he broke the get and handed it to her. How do they prove that he handed to her in front of Aiden? The answer is, if he handed it to her, he handed it to her in the kosher way.
But what are Aiden and Sira actually doing?
They're making the halakhah.
So they're aiding him?
Yes, absolutely. The Aiden and Sira are basically saying is for Kiyom, you need not the Aiden and Sira, but for Beaver, Aiden and Chassima are good enough. But for Beaver, Aiden and Chassima are good enough. That's basically what another way of saying this is, and I know here I'm getting a little bit of a limb. He says the Rif would say for Kiyum either way, and for Beaver either way. Tosos would say, no, for Kiyum, Davka, Eide Mesira. It's only Kiyum, it's only Chalvin, Eide Mesira. But for Beaver, either one is good enough. If you bring the Eide Mesira in, that proves you the board. And if you're bringing in a get couple with Eide Chastima, it also proves you a divorce. Because how would she have a signed get if your husband didn't give it to her? How do we know it's given in front of Eide? This was done properly. Okay, what's the nature of that stomach? We'll come back to in a little bit.
So now, here, Romain holds that you don't need Eide to do it.
Correct. You don't need and they don't help. Okay. Meaning, so, you don't need Eide to do it and they don't help. Even if you bring an Eide Mesira,
Eide Chastima
is Davka Eide Chastima. It's It's not Makoyim. It's not Chal. If you don't have a Yiddish talking about this, or Mayor, and why we'll get. Now, the so here we have these are the three big sheetahs that underlie.
Rebbe, Tom held that even according to Rabbi Meir, you need a Mesira, though.
That's true. Okay, I lied. I lied. Rabbi Meir, Tom is a different sheet than Rabbi Meir. So you know what? We're not going to enter Meir now. That's a good point. Thank you for catching me there. Okay, Rav Meir is a little more complicated, but let's leave it for now. Okay, now let's think of every letter. Now, what's the problem? The problem is Rashi's against both Shatim in Rabbi Eliezer. Rashi's against both Shatim in Rabbi Eliezer because Rashi said that even if you have a signed get, you still need 80 and a zero. Well, then clearly against the Rip. The Rip said, if you have a signed get, you don't need any Mesira at all. But that's also against Toto. If you have a signed get, you need any Mesira at the time, but you don't need to bring them into court. Basically, Rashi's against the Gemara, not long above. The Gemara, not long above, is for Beaver. That's right. Kiyom is what makes it happen to Shaito. I'll leave it to MS. Beaver is how to prove it later. If it's a fourth Gemara, that for Beaver, you don't need to bring any Mesira to court. And Rashi thinks you do need to bring any Mesira to court. So that is the Beaver. That's the Kasha Tosfos asked on Rashi. Who, by the way, who else pulled like Rashi? Who else is in Rashi folks? Right? Okay, maybe it's a boat that's sinking. Maybe it's a Titanic. Who else is in Rashi folks? Who else said she needs to bring Adam Syria to court? The Bala Ito. The Rashi, because the Bala Ito says the same thing. And who else, not quoted by the Rashi, is in Rashi, seems to be in Rashi's court? Let's see the post was written in our sugya. Let's say in our sugya. Says the Tosus written. Mishani Rabbi Elazar who the Amar Edim Sir Karthira. Feel him get Yotzei Mitachas Yad Isha. Even if he's holding the get, three Kol Havi Edim Sir. She needs to bring Edim Sir. Kol Kim Yachli. Kol Kain the Shliach. Even if she's holding the get, Lachor. What he means is even if she's holding the signed get. She's holding an unsigned get. That seems to be pretty irrelevant. So the Tosfos really like she's holding the sign yet. We never changed our mind and said it wasn't a sign yet. She still needs to bring 88 Mesira. So let us just ask this problem. Mesira, this is the Kosha Rishonim, Tosfos and Rishonim on Rashi. That's the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph says that Eide Kasima. Hein Beer Gomer. Let's be Rabbi Lazar. Even though Rabbi Lazar ain't in the sea, you might eat in the sea for the Kiyo, and that's what closing the partner up to not. But anything that Beer are good enough for, Eide Kasim are good enough for Beer, that's why it's a Tikkun Olam. But what is Rashi and the Sefer HaItter? And B, Tosfos written, they say, afilo, if there's a get chosom yada, sricha lehavi a day mitzira. That is a sira. That's why Tosfos and all the Rishonim said, Tosfos and all the other Rishonim said, but the term meant is there were no signatures on the get. Part of your law, there are no signatures, there were no, you can make no sense, there are things on the get. And this guy wasn't a guy in the Tikkun Olam. This guy didn't do the Tikkun Olam. He didn't follow the rule of Tikkun Olam. He gave a get without signatures. And if you don't pay it, of course, he's creating the signatures. That means only Edom there are. The only proof there is. But Rashi says, even there are signatures to be creating the signatures. That's against the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav. All these pieces are based on the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav. Not as against the Shishu Rishonim. Shishu Rishonim is trying to figure out the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav. So I only have two answers. Maybe you have three answers. Maybe you have four. One answer is what the Rashba stands for Rashi. Rashi didn't really mean it. Okay, one answer is Rashi didn't mean it. Rashi didn't mean she needs to bring them into court. Rashi just meant she needs to claim that they were present. She doesn't need to bring the agency into court. Eide the Eidei Chatzim are good enough to prove she's important. He just needs them to have been there at the time. So he said, no. Eina Srika Lehavi Eidei Mesira Leha'idla Ella Rock. Sorry. The Kavana Scrashi Shetrikim Leo Sham Vishaski Rishin. Meaning, when we said she needs the agent, it doesn't mean she needs to bring them to testify bit. She needs them to have existed, but she doesn't actually need them to testify. Okay, that's a bit of a duchim shana Rashi, in which case, what the word thinks, she needs two kids to agent. Agent who testify that there was Amira, and agent who don't testify, but who were there at the time, even if we have no idea if they exist, but who claim to have been, we someone claims to have been there at the time, Bishop Kabbalah. Okay, that is a bit of a duchim shana Rashi. Give me one second. Why does he need to bring Eidei Kabbalah? The answer is, wherever laws are he? Then you have to think of the Rashi. Why does he need to bring Eidei Kabbalah to testify for importance? The answer is, wherever laws are, and she doesn't have to bring to testify in court. They just had to be there at the time. Okay. And in the Sefer Itter, he says, maybe that's what the Sefer Itter means. That's much less likely, because Sefer Itter, I don't know if I have his lesson here. I don't think I have his lesson here, but doesn't fit, seem to fit his lashon very well, and doesn't seem to fit the Ritz lashon. It doesn't seem to fit the Ritz lashon either. The Ritz lashon is Trichalahavi Eidei Mesira. Okay, so that's one possibility. Another possibility I thought is to say that is to say that maybe in general, of course, the Eidei Chatzim are good enough to bring it to court. But not in this case, why? Because in this case, the shtar is torn up. If the shtar is torn up, then it's not such a good Eidus, right? The shtar is torn into pieces. Maybe if the shtar, if you bring a full shtar into court, that's good enough proof. But remember the case here. The case here was, according to Rashi at least, he only brought the that the shliach only brought the pieces into court. So maybe you could say that em yesh biyada get shalem as eina tripa lehavi eide mesira lehayid ki mitzama nimsar la kidin. But what would Rashi say? Im yesh biyada get karua. If there's a torn get, then that's not the same level. A torn get, maybe we'll agree with Rashi against Sotos, because we Rashi the company. Ah, if she's holding a torn get, you know what? That's good enough. If she's holding a torn get, that's good enough that we'll assume she the husband paid for the get, or the husband gave the shliach the get. But supposing you get that torn into, how can you say the stoma was given over properly? It's now torn. We don't know how it was given over. We don't know for sure that it was given over properly. Throw it why it's torn up now. So maybe in that case, of a yet to start karua, then by ein lomar shenim star kidin. Maybe Rashi Sheet is limited to our case. When you have a torn shtar, then you can't say we know it was given to din and there must have been 80 to zero. Only when you have a good shtar, you can assume it was given to din.
Any woman on the shelly. The last thing here is going on the case of the shelly.
Okay, why should there be a difference between the woman and the shelly?
Because the special did by a woman that if she comes in with a gift.
Okay, interesting. And Rashi doesn't hint that in his lashon, but maybe the woman.
That's
crazy. Maybe, but there's a difference in the woman and the shalish.
Take a time out to the shalish.
And one second. Not crazy. I think I could think of a star for it, which I'm not ready yet. I'm more than not crazy. Maybe the difference being you have to call our case not bomb involved somehow, right? So
isn't the Isha totally no way of the Dovar? The Shlish not necessarily.
That's probably more you want to say the opposite. There's supposed to be more Nemet. Okay, maybe we'll read why the Isha is more Nemet. So three, maybe you could say that. Aim at Sripa Lahavi A de Masira. I'm going to explain all these things a little more later. He Mithama Nimsar Kadin Aval M. I get Biat Shlish. Ain Omer Kach. Right? We don't say, oh, Mithama was given to you properly, but Biat Shlish. Why not? We'll get to it. I just want to bring out the Tosfos himself as a fourth answer, meaning it could be Rashi just pulling Tosfos, so that Tosfos himself in two places in the Masechet gives a very technical answer. He says, very simple, the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav is talking about soon after the divorce or a long time after the divorce? When do you need Tikkun Olam?
Long time.
Long time. The day after the divorce, why doesn't Tikkun Olam? Let her just bring the kids to the Eden to bed then. Right? They're not going to die in Yunus Hayam that day. It's just in a few years, that'll be hard to find the agent. Maybe the difference between long term and short term. Maybe the difference between long term and short term. It says the rig itself, not an arsugya, but I think it worked out. We brought it from the sugya to get Olam Daf Lamed Vav, and he says it also again later on in Daf Hey Vav, but says the rig himself, he says very cautious. He says that. If she has a signed get, obviously the husband offered by signing this get. They wouldn't have signed it if the husband didn't tell them, then they'd be liars. Right? And obviously the husband was holding on to the get because if they signed the get, they would give it to the husband. They came to after Yotan after Isha, and since the woman's holding it, for sure, he gave it to her. There was an Asina. And we don't suspect what kind of weird thing, because we assume it was given to them. And likewise, Shanat will have a kapsus of the Eden Masira. We assume it was given to her kapsus in front of Eden Masira. But Aval im Mikavan Shanat will bala haget Eden Masira. But if Mikavan, what do we mean Mikavan Shanat will? Right after the husband gave her the get. If right afterwards she doesn't have Eden Masira, Eden Migaresha, there may have been a Vain of Nathala. She's not Migaresha because we assume there are no Eden Masira. What is up to that? It depends if it's a long time or a short time. A year later, she doesn't need any Masira. Mithama was handed over. Mithama, whoever gives a get, gives it in a kosher way. Mithama gave it in front of Aden. But a day later, an hour later, if she can't produce Aden Masira, funny. Mithama, they're Aden Masira. On the other hand, if they're Aden Masira, it was the get, where are they? Right? So the hazaka that, where they disappear to in one day, makes it so suspicious that it overrides the Mithama. Okay, very, very practical. He says very cautious. Akar's man, Beruba. So Beruba, Akar's man, Beruba. Eina, Sripa, Lehavi, Eide, Mithira, Ki, Mithama, Nimsar, La, Bekashra, Aval, Miyad, he called me Kevon, Miyad Akar Girishin, M. Aina Vizia, Aide Masira, Muka, the Nimsar, Shelo Vifne Aidem. After all, if a day later you can't produce Aide Masira, then we all know it's given out in front of Aidem. If a year later, she wants to get remarried, she brings us fine, get with no Aide Masira, and we believe they're Aide Masira. Where are they? We're expecting a year later. But if tomorrow she comes, we say, oh, we're the Eden Masira. She's like, oh, And she mentions like the two people who died last night in Jerusalem. Right, she checked the obituary. Didn't you hear that, you know, the Yaakov and Beryl, Yaakov from Sanhedria, and Beryl from Katamon died last night? They were my eating hero. What can I do? We have two suspicions. Give me a break. It's obvious that there are no eating hero. Okay, I think certainly found a reason. It could be it's a much less fancy one, the Tosafot Chanarashi also. So again, how to answer Tosafot Chanarashi, you could say Rashi never meant it. Although it's hard to say that you say for Isher never meant it. But how to defend Rashi and say for Isher, the reason you have to say this case is not different from the case of Tikkun Olam. Either Tikkun Olam, the Eidei Chatzimah are good enough if it's not torn, but if it's torn, then you need to bring an Eidei Chatzimah, then we don't assume how cold the Hesher Naseh. Or if the woman's holding it, we assume it was all the Hesher Naseh. But if the let the polling if we don't, or if the book which I want to go back to, or if the a year later we assume a co-action master, they're eating a zero, we don't start investigating. But a day later, here it's happening right after he hasn't even delivered it yet. A day later, we say, come on, produce your agent a zero, or else you're okay. And that's the Rid himself, the one Risha who actually gives an explanation of the Rid. Okay, wasn't easy, fine. But I said, yeah, there's all the least fancy way to answer is just say it depends if it was the next day or a year later. And I don't have to say that. And I discovered the Rid said it twice. Dot Lamed Vav and dot Peva. Okay, yeah.
But where at what point does it end? When does the day
go? I don't know. It's a good question, and I don't know. You have to use your judgment, maybe. Maybe you have to use your judgment. It's a great question. That's why I like a day and 10 years, then it's very clustered.
But then what
if line drawing is always part?
But what about in the case where the Edom is still there? The fire that we should bring them? They're still available, why not bring them?
The get was given to me in front of Plony are around the corner. Then maybe she wouldn't be believed if she didn't bring them. That's a good question.
Wouldn't she have a chazaka? That's something that's very easily discoverable, so she wouldn't lie that.
Okay. Oh, good question. I'm not getting into the details now. Let me just finish going through the Gemara, and then I'm going to get to something much deeper. Let's just finish going through the Gemara, and then we'll get to something much deeper. We have to learn Rav Huna now. He took the board, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Why does Rav Huna disagree? Rav Huna said, it can't be for Gershon, because if it was for Gershon, he would have given it to her. Okay, pronouns are always dangerous. He would have given it to her. Okay, well, there's only one her, right? Mm-hmm. But the problem is there's two he's, mm-hmm. the Baal and the Shlit, right? And where there is ambiguity, someone will take advantage of the ambiguity, a baka. So what Rav Huna's Svara, there are three ways to understand Rav Huna's Svara. Three ways to understand Rav Huna's Svara. What is the positive shot, right? Tosfos, and Rov Rishonin. Tosfos and Rov Rishonin. Tosfos and Rov Rishonin say there's a chazaka against the Shlish. What's the chazaka on the side of the Baal? They say, nope. There's sort of a counterproof. What's the counterproof? If it was Meshem Gerushin, the Baal would have given it to the Isha himself. Gerushin Gerushin, he would have given it himself. Okay. Therefore, Tosafot the most Rishonim conclude that Rav Huna only argues if the woman's in town. If the woman's not in town, then he wouldn't have made a trip 100 miles. He would have given it to the Kabbalah. Therefore, it's only if the Isha is in town.
Would the Rid have to stay that way as well? Or they're all in the same space? Because it's full family.
Sure. It could be that they're arguing the woman's the far away and they're arguing another woman. One doesn't have to be here to argue. Okay. So Ramban disagrees. The Rabban says, in the end, I like my pshat better. What does the Rabban say? He says, what's the other possibility of the pronoun? He also says the counterproof. What's the counterproof?
The shlishi should have given it.
If it was l'shem gerushin, the shlish should have given it to the isha. If it, the meaning, I know it's with Kabbalah, right? With Kabbalah, she's divorced as soon as the get reaches the hand of the Kabbalah, and he doesn't have to give it to her for her to be divorced. She is with Kabbalah as soon as she receives the get, she's divorced, right? That's what we've been learning the whole time. But nonetheless, of course, he has to give her the get, not to make the halos. He has to give her the get because if she wants to get remarried, she's going to have to bring it to bed and to prove something, right? How's she going to get remarried? Meaning, she is divorced without holding the get, without touching the get. But if he wants to get remarried, it's practical life thing. She's got to prove she's divorced. She wants to prove she wants to get the get. So, of course, he has to give her the get. So, there are our body said, again, we told said that how can you claim it for Gerushin? I have a counterproof. If it was for Gerushin, I would have given it to her myself. Then people say, no, there's other words that the husband's embarrassed to give the wife the get. Himself. Short question. Hashas, when the husband, remember, those days before being a garrison, the husband divorced her after well, then it's like embarrassed to you mean guy give her the get. He appointed her to the Kabbalah and she's begging to be divorced. Why would he be embarrassed to give her the get as well? He's just doing what she wants, right? So that's fine. The Rabban says, no. The husband says, what are you thinking you're with Kabbalah? If you're with Kabbalah, you would have given it to her. Why have you been holding it the whole time? Why have you been holding it all day? You've been holding it all day. This is and therefore, the Ramban says, even if the woman's out of town, even if the woman's out of town, a shliach kabbalah is someone who's going back and going to bring her back, bring the wife back. Or again, no one appoints a shliach kabbalah unless he's going to go and come back and bring her to get. Therefore, the Ramban says, be true, even someplace here, he said, even if it was out of town. Okay, someplace here.
He doesn't need to get
no. For beer, for proof.
The beer could be that the shlish could come with Aiden and say that I was a shlish kabbalah.
When did the shlish come with Aiden? He's doing two Aiden with him, and 10 years later, when she wants to get remarried, she'll find this two Aiden. That's not practical.
What does the Rambam mean by nam achshav nafla neinat ba?
Became a shul masrulash. Mami know that be cut in yavin elitziur mechavi nami achshav. What he's saying is this: why would the shliach lie if it was really for pikadum? Why would the shliach lie? So either letzuri kamechavin again. We either letzuri mechavin. He's trying to upset the husband. That's why he's lying. Or he wants to remarry the wife, and that's why he's lying. He wants to marry the wife himself. That's why he's lying. Meaning why would the shlish lie? Okay, the shlish would lie either because he hates the husband or because he loves the wife. Right? Either Avos Mordechai or Simchat Torah. Okay, so there's the Ritva, however, is a third shot. Says the Ritva. I don't have the full ocean here. Says the Ritva, third shot. What does the Ritva say? The Ritva says the Iker reason is not what it says here. Icarus is not what it says here. He is just saying, you know what? It's crazy if the husband is telling the truth. What's the Icarus in? Said, and it's a bit of a finish. The rape was saying, he knows the thing is hit. Sorry, I have to get a focus. He's known the thing is hit. But what the rape is saying, the Icarus is not what we're going to say. The Icarus is just that he doesn't like her Christmas Sfarah. Not that he's a counterproof against her Christmas Sfarah. He says, no. The real reason for Rahuna is that he denies Rav Chista's Svara in the first place. It's not that he said, like everyone else, oh, you have a good point, but I have a tiny against you. It's that you don't really have a good Svara in the first place. That's the real reason for Rav Huna, for Rav Chista, the big shit, is she has to say that the
that the lashon of the Gemara is Lavdafka. It's not that Rav Huna argued because of this. That Rav Huna says, you know what? It's just reasonable. Could be it was because of. Could be it was because of. You know, maybe it was because of, because, you know, he would have given it to her. But that's not my real reason. My real reason is not the words I say. That's why I do it. My real reason is not the Gemara. Whatever your Gemara was, if it's Rashi, it's not true. If it's Tosfos, it's not true.
Oh, it seems like he was talking about Rashi's theory. Okay,
fair. Right, but
he's talking about the second part, and maybe they're not even
talking about that. The Rashi might not be something good to be known, because who says that the woman's on the side that wants to participate in it? And both results are finished. The guy had in mind all kinds of crazy things. Both really puts crazy things in the guy's mind. But I give them to you as a covenant. I have in mind that I want to divorce my wife, even though I say I don't. Okay, so we just. That's not a good start. Now, let's just do one more technical thing and see if we have a chance to ask ourselves a deeper question. We're going to come back to some of these points. All the Rishonim asked, I'm not going to go through every single sheet, though, but all the Rishonim asked, what about the first parak? One thing in the first parak, maybe getting Dina Tayam. Leah, who brings a gift from the husband of Medina Sayam, has to say the funny gift of funny act, right? It's a bit of a focus, whether that's because we're afraid it might be forged, so he has to testify that authentic signature, or because we're afraid they might have written Shul Lishma because they don't know halakha about Medina Sayam, and he has to testify it's written Lishma. Either way, and then he gives it to the woman, and then she's okay. So the kasha is, how is that help? After all, the husband could come, and what it's very clear there. And then if the husband comes, very clear in the birthday, if the husband comes and says, not a good get, too bad, she's divorced. Right? The husband has no right to question this gap. This is good. It's good to keep it all on that we should have some way that she gets enough proof that no one's going to question it and everyone can move on. And life can be understandable. Okay, says Tosfos, hold on a second. The husband can always come and say, or Rav Huna, the husband can always come and say, I gave it to him for Pikado. According to Rav Huna, he can come and say, I gave it as a picado. Good question. And everyone struggles to answer this question. There are many answers to this question, and some of them have to do with what's going on in our sugya, and some of them are just technical answers. Question is, what's the question? Maybe get Medina Tayam. Why can't the Baal just say Lepikadon Nasati Lepi Rav Huna? And you can't say Rav Huna is against the whole first parak of Har Masechet. Right? It's clear that a get through Shliach is not just valid theoretically, like it's how. A get through Shliach will let the woman be married and she doesn't have to worry about questioning. Why does your order have to put your money question and get to a Shliach? By saying with the Picado. So what's one answer? One answer is Tosfos. And other Rishonim say, Rav Huna only said that if they were in town. The whole point is, it's either Payam. The wife is not in town. The wife is in Israel. The husband is either Payam or the wife is in one country, the husband in another country. And there's no problem, right? That's the Tosfos there. But don't you also say funny after when they're in town and quick one sheet? Okay. Yeah. Many technical answers, but we're not going to get into it. Says that Rav Huna, the bar of Rav Huna,
because I think it's the rock differentiates between Rav Huna and Rav Pister about the case. In, says Rav Huna has to be talking in a case with it. Even if there's Aiden and they're in the same.
Perhaps, yes. Okay, that's now, however, there are other answers. Let me just mention one or two other answers, and then we will call it a day. Then the Ramban brings the Yesh Omrim. Ramban, I don't know who this is, Shame Yesh Omrim. He gives one answer. He says, Rav Huna only applies to a bala, but not to a shliach lahalacha, right? And therefore, the first paragraph is only to a shliach lahalacha. right? What do I have the Ramban here? Oh. He says, here's Rabuna, et cetera, et cetera. What is the VH Orem? It's the Bar Meimer, right? It's the Bar Meimer, some people want to say. That a Shliach Leholacha, he's Naaman. Only a Shliach LeKabbalah, he's not Naaman.
He says, first, Rav Huna, Sayyaf Rat, L'Shliach Kabbalah. Why? Because why think the Shliach Kabbalah? You could have given it to the woman.
It makes sense that, like, Murray would talking about, like, when you send the woman as a Kabbalah, or you send the woman as a Halacha, and it's a double Kabbalah to get there. Like, well, he did that because they were also at work.
Exactly. No Shliach Halacha. Why did he? Now, why does it not apply to Shliach Halacha? It doesn't apply to Shliach Halacha. The Svar was, again, this is going also according to, the Tolda Sarah, because in a Shliach LeKabbalah, you say, you would have given it straight to the woman. But a Shliach LeHalacha, maybe he didn't give it straight to the woman because he didn't want her to be divorced yet. He wants the time to think about it, right? Ulai, Natan LeShliach. Hello, Leisha. Today, Shagirushin Lo Yahulu Miyad. Okay, maybe it's some reason he wants to wait a few minutes to just think about it over one more time. But the Ramban himself disagrees. What does the Ramban himself say? The Ramban himself based himself on his Svara. Says the Ramban himself based on his Svara, not based on the and the other Rishonim said the Ramban. No, Barthra Huna. Forget this, really. Rock and Haget Adayin Biyad Shlish. Below M Haget Biyad Haisha. Right, according to his shot, the whole story of Muna is happy you claim your shliach. Then it would be the woman's hand, it wouldn't be your hand. Shliach also to the kufa and the winner then to the person. Okay? So in a chavi, as long as the hands of the shliach, you're not safe. But once he gives it to her, and clearly the whole person is giving it to her. So he says funny, and gives it to her. Once in her hands, then his rabbi disappears. And now everyone is lives happily ever after. So for the Ramban, it's also not a problem.
You don't say the funny nefs, the funny nefs.
What?
Why can't you just say it's an Eretz Yisrael where you don't need the funny nefs, the funny nefs?
No, it doesn't matter. The same question exists. In Eretz Yisrael, how is she divorced when she gets the get from Shliach? Can't even be caught. You have to give one of these three. You have to give one of these three answers. Okay, we're not going to go through all the sub answers, but I just want to point out. I don't know if this is a rich one that was on the course or not. The rich, I can't give any of these answers. The rich just said, Sam, the split has no nemanis. Of course, Rahuna, the real reason the split has no nemanis. So the rich has to come up with something a little more creative to explain the. To explain the first perek and he explains that he has to make a new explanation, right? The Ritva, let me erase a little more, can't give any of these explanations because there's just no nemanis to the shlich. The shlich fundamentally has no nemanis. If the shlich fundamentally has no nemanis, then how does it ever help for a woman to get from Dina Tayyan, the husband who was met her up? And don't say what the woman's holding it, she can say, I was the worst you believe. But she said, we assume she's a truth teller, he's going to say, I don't know if I was the worst or not, so I got it from the Shliach, and I hope I was the worst. Okay, so he doesn't know, the Shliach isn't that one, so the Baal should win. So therefore, the Ritva has to know the new explanation, and he has to be a little bit nimcock, and he says that when does Rav Huna think the Baal wins? Only if the Baal argues with the Shlit at the time that the Shlit is handing it over, or at the time the Shlit is holding it. But if the Shlit comes and we believe him and the Baal doesn't say anything, then, you know, only if the Baal argues with the Shlit right away. But if the Shlit comes and we believe him and we accept it and Bezdin,
then at that point we don't revisit it, and then I'm on his last. So that's what he wants to say. He says, Rahuna, Sabar Gabal Naman, Rak Im Kolek Al Hashlish Miyat, Abal Im Bar Kiblu, Dibre Hashlish. Why? Because the husband was in his hayam. Afterwards, it's too late to revisit it. Right? Parnipsak kidibri hashlish vishov ein habal neman. Okay, what did the Ritva say? Ritva said, why are we going to get your word? The Baal's word wins, but if the Baal's not there, we believe the Shlesh, we seem legit. Once we talk in to believe him, that thought lasts forever. So it's called Kavdina and other sugyas. Once we talk in something, we don't revisit. Okay, that's the Chiddush of the Ritva. He's mid, you have to say that Chiddush because you can't say any of the other stars.
Why can't he make this talk? Why can't he get the one 10? Is that an easy one?
But why should he end up because the one 10? They get the 110, but she doesn't know she's the worst.
He brings the kid to Amigo now. It's like,
but the Amigo's only the woman says, I know I'm the worst. I saw my husband give it to this one. They give it. And the woman says, I don't actually know.
No, the woman says, I don't know. The woman says, in the clothes, I don't know. The woman says, I don't know. I don't know what the husband said to him. I just know that I have to get now. I don't know what should I do. You see that?
In the end?
In the middle of the Ritva, no?
In the end of the Gemara?
Couldn't the woman just
say? I'm not sure. Let's talk about it after here for a minute. Because that wasn't a very complex riff, but okay, I just want to finish off our footage. I see that we're not gonna get deeper than this. But let's just read to the end of our Gemara. End of our Gemara said the last case. The woman said something. Until now, it's only the Shlish and the Baal had an opinion. The woman said, how can I go? Right? If the woman said, the Shlish told me it was a Shlish Garrison, she's a Hamma. Right? That's crazy. Maybe it can mean the Shlish will be a Hamma, you're a Hamma. Well, the Shlish wouldn't be believed. If she says the Shlish told her, she'd be believed. If you're not believed, then my secondhand testimony that you told me is clearly not any better. Rather, of course, what did Rava mean? Rather, what Rava obviously meant is, if she said, I saw my husband give it to the Shliach L'Shem Gevershin, I know that she believes Migu. Now, if she says she knows, use Migu. If I say I don't know, I can't use the Migu. I don't know what happened. Believe me, Migu. What do you mean, Migu? I said, I don't know. So we believe you that you don't know. But I say, I know in a weird way. I'm looking from down the hall on the hot game into the special day viewers. Believe me, because I could have just said it all the way. I was divorced. Okay, what exactly is the case here? Let's just review for a second. What is the case of the Migo? There are three basic opinions, but I didn't bring all of them. One is the Shoharik. All the Rishonim bring the Shoharik. The Shoharik says the case of the Migo is that the get is biyad ha'isha. The get is biyad ha'isha. And therefore, she can just say, I was divorced normally. I had to get, my husband gave me the get. We can say my husband didn't give me the get, he gave it to the flesh, but I saw how he gave it to the flesh. The reason why most of you should reject this is they say, but the machlokes are fully repressed when the get is in the hands of the flesh. Why are you bringing in a case when the get is in the hands of the woman? And therefore, the rib, the whole thing is that Rahuna and Chisda were really arguing when we got to the hands of the woman. Obviously, against the, he's against the Rabbi, and therefore when he says, actually, the case of Rahuna and Rahitza was also get beyond Isha, which is different than all the other Rishonim sound like. The other Rishonim, certainly Rabban says, the case was only, exclusively, if the get was beyond the shlish. So says the Rabban, get is beyond the shlish. I'm just some representative to show that. The get is beyond the shlish. If the get is beyond the shlish, how does the woman have a mingo? The woman has a nego that she could say, my husband gave me the get. What do you mean? She's not holding the get. How does the woman have the nego? If so, you know, how does she have a nego? So here, the Ramban and the Rosh say two different things. I just want to make sure that I'm not mixing them up. Says the Rosh. Nego. The Migu that she could have said, the Haisa Omeret Shehaval Nathan Lahaget, the Akarta Nathnahi Lishlish Hide Lishamro. She could have said, my husband gave me the get. And the reason they ended this guy is that I gave it to watch for me until I opened the safe deposit box. Okay, that's a big kiddish. Who could be damn money? I'm hoping they get it. Like it's possible to be damn money. He gave it to me and I gave it to this guy to watch. Who could be damn money? So then he asked the Machadish that really a woman's name if the husband divorced her in a case like this just because she would be made a pun of the lie. The Ramban says, well, every woman pun of the Negro action, not just words. Migu. The Haitha Notellus Haget Meha Flish. He said, no, what's the Migu? She could have taken the get from the split and then said she divorced. And then if he had taken the get from the split, that would be like slapping the divorced woman. Like, obviously, she didn't leave. So he's going to say, the Migu of a Maisa, she could have taken the get and then said she was divorced. The Rush did not really go that far. He said, no, Migu, she could have said I was divorced and gave it in the hold. And the Rish just said, no, the case may get it in her hands, and it's no problem. And then he reads our whole Gemara that they were actually arguing on a case where the get was in the hands of the woman.
The woman saying that she was there, she heard him. Doesn't that sound familiar to the woman things in the woman?
Yes, but apparently an ego is enough to beat that. That's what you have to say. An ego is enough to beat that. Okay, we'll have to stop here, even though we didn't get to number two, but I want to pick up next time with Hashem. We're going to go a little off the dot next time. Figure out, but it underlies a few things we put on the board next time. But we're going to have to go off the dot next time a little bit and figure out what get is, how stars really work, why is anyone named when they're holding a star, and see if that sheds any new light on our sugya. So Mirat Hashem to be continued.
Rabbi, may I ask a question about the Ritva? Is the Ritva only